From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempen. While noting signs of improvement in the economy, Federal Reserve officials said continued weakness justifies keeping the benchmark interest rate near zero. NPR's John Itzee reports.
It was expected that Fed policymakers would end their two-day meeting by announcing they were holding interest rates near zero to support the ailing economy. And while officials noted signs of improvement in the housing sector and consumer spending, they also noted that businesses continue to cut back on investment and remain reluctant to add new workers. Given the continuing economic weakness and subdued inflation, Fed officials said again that they would likely hold interest rates low for an extended period. There was one subtle sign that the Fed might be setting the stage for pulling back some of its support for the economy. It was a reminder that over the next 6 months, its extraordinary programs to provide support for housing and business finance will be expiring. John Itzee, NPR News, Washington.
The outlook for passage of the health care overhaul bill in the Senate before Christmas remains uncertain. Debate slowed to a stop for 3 hours Wednesday afternoon when Republicans insisted on reading a 767-page amendment aloud. Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders then withdrew the amendment and attacked the Republicans for outrageous behavior. The amendment would have created a single-payer system for everyone in the country, and the chances it would have passed were slim. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is expected to arrive in Copenhagen Thursday to increase pressure for a new climate deal at the United Nations talks. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Copenhagen.
The Secretary of State will arrive at a critical moment for the talks. They've been going on for nearly 2 weeks, and there's little progress to show for it. This is actually typical of past climate talks, hard bargaining but little motion up until the very end. People looking for rays of hope have found a little solace. 10 African nations met with the European Union and came away with a general sense of agreement about future climate funding. They're talking about a fund to help developing countries adapt to climate change and to grow green economies. It would amount to about $100 billion a year starting in 2020. But other nations say that's still not enough. And in any case, it's not clear where the money would come from and how it would be distributed. Still, some read that proposal as a sign that countries are starting to seek compromise rather than simply digging in their heels. Richard Harris, NPR News, Copenhagen.
From the NFL, Cincinnati Bengals star receiver Chris Henry is fighting for his life in a North Carolina hospital. Henry fell from the back of a moving pickup truck during what authorities call a domestic dispute with his fiancée. His agent did not disclose the exact nature of Henry's injuries, but did ask everyone to pray for him. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 10 points at 10,441. The Nasdaq gained 5 points. The S&P 500 rose 1. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The nephew of the late Walt Disney, Roy, has died in California at the age of 79. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Roy Edward Disney was the protector of his uncle's legacy and promoter of its future. A quiet man who liked working behind the scenes, Disney was often eclipsed by the charisma of his uncle Walt, who ran the creative side of the company, and his father, Roy O. Disney, who oversaw the business end. But it was Roy who took on the task of reviving the once prestigious animation unit when it was at its lowest ebb. With Roy as an advocate, the animation unit's renaissance produced a series of hit films, including The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, and The Lion King. Worried the company was focusing too much on the bottom line and not enough on quality, Roy Disney forced CEO Michael Eisner to step down. It was his second house cleaning. In 1984, Disney had removed another chief executive he thought was taking the company in the wrong direction, Walt's son-in-law. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
More political uncertainty in Pakistan. The top court there struck down an amnesty for President Asif al-Zardari. The opposition is calling for him to step down after allegations of corruption. Zardari's advisors say he won't quit, but now the opposition can challenge his fitness for the post. While in office, the Pakistani president still holds immunity from prosecution. The Pentagon says 30,000 more troops are headed to Afghanistan are arriving now. A Marine battalion has some members already there, and more are expected to land after Christmas. The goal is to have all of the troops in place by the end of August. And the House has passed legislation giving the federal government the ability to borrow $290 billion to finance its operations for just 6 additional weeks. I'm John Stempen, NPR News.